This is the second part of a three-part series. It features David Romano from Benchmark, Inc. We're talking about the launch of World Floor Covering Association's WFCAU. And then as you go forward, they'll be more and more advanced and more filling in, and I guess, the blanks.
You got it. I would imagine that modules we created this year, that they'll get dropped next year because what's in them isn't relevant anymore. And if it's setting goals and we realize that there's a better way to set goals than we found this year, then we'll drop it. And there'll be a new course that comes up on how to set goals. But you will not see stuff that's been up there forever or just things that have been regurgitated through the centuries. It's all new.
Well, that's a refreshing aspect, because I have to imagine many of the modules that are out there have been out there for quite some time and maybe, you know, don't address the needs that exist today.
Some get updated, and some are wonderful. Some are, you take them, and I looked at myself and I said, I couldn't duplicate it. They did such a great job, because believe me, we've looked at all of them. And then there's some that you look at it and say, okay, I think this was produced in 1970, and you can see it. And none of ours were produced in 1970, that's for sure.
Well, that's refreshing. Now, the courses are aimed, it sounds like, just about everybody, owners, managers, as well as salespeople, customer service people, back office people as well?
There's financial people, owners, salespeople, outside salespeople, managers themselves. It's really for everybody. Not that everybody would want to take every course. If I was a financial controller, I certainly don't want to learn how to properly qualify customers, because those people you tend not to want to have to sell on the floor. They're good with numbers, but not always good with customers. And then on top of the fact that we're doing these e-learning courses, we're also doing four different themed camps today. So we're doing one that we call a BS camp, which is for owners, which is a business strategy camp. And it's a two-day camp geared towards looking at how you as an owner would benchmark against industry standards, and they benchmark against all your peers that are in that particular group. Then we're going to talk about what are the key things for you to measure inside your business, all the different ratios and dashboards you want to look at. And then we're going to break it down into major categories of sales or merchandising or organizational, and people are going to put whatever they believe their goals are, what they want to accomplish in 2016, and then we're going to blindly put those goals up on a wall so nobody knows who's asking to accomplish those things. And we're going to go to all the people in the group and say, if that was what your goal was, guys, how would you do it? And they're going to learn from all their peers about how to actually pull off what they want to pull off from those that have already done it. And we're simply going to facilitate it. That's a BS camp. There's four of those, and those are actually in very cool locations, because I know some owners don't even have the ability to take vacations without going on some training. So this is the way to take a vacation in Napa or in Miami or in Annapolis or in Salt Lake. So it'd be a fun place. Sorry, Park City, a fun place for you to go.
And there'll be
those are the owner camps. We're also doing sales camps. So it's meant for either salespeople who are green or salespeople who just seem to have lost that zest that need to be kind of kick-started again. So it's a three-day camp that's meant to teach them about personality styles and teaching them how to engage with people, teaching them how to sell on features and benefits. It's really, it's really for those folks to become professional salespeople. And it's not product-driven. Product can be done in the store for free with reps, and there's no reason to pay trainers for that. This is all strategy-driven on how to be the best salespeople out there.
I see. And these camps are going to be, held one a quarter or something like that?
No, the owner's camps, there's four through the year. The inside sales camps, there's 16 of them. And then we have outside sales camps. Those are designed for folks that really want to grow their business through outside efforts. So not your traditional commercial salesperson who goes out and gets, $2 to $3 million in new contracts and also handles them. It's meant to take someone who's got the natural ability to be able to go sell and convince people to want to do work with them, but aren't necessarily good at handling it. So it's those that you shake your head of how in the world do people want to work with them when their follow-up in the disaster or their paperwork is a disaster. And it's because they bond with people and people like them and people want to do business with those that they like. So we take people who have great personalities with the ability to sell and teach them how to go prospect and bring in millions of dollars and let the rest of the inside team handle it so they do nothing but always develop business like a pharmaceutical rep. There are eight of those camps throughout the year.
Okay. Will these be offered in packages? I mean, it seems like an owner it would be attractive to sign up for a camp for him and modules for just about everybody inside. Is that the way you see it being marketed?
I would love to say that were the case, but first of all, we've got to prove our worth. I think that we need to get people who go to some of these camps and the salespeople come back and they tell the owners, this was incredible. And the owners then say, you know, I want to go to the business camp as well. And I think you're going to build that type of momentum once somebody in the company touches one of these events.
But me,
and I've got to be transparent and honest as an owner, with something new like this, I'm not sure that I would trust or make an investment in all four up front. I can tell you, because we've developed them, that they're awesome, but that's just me. And that doesn't have enough credibility for those who need to spend thousands. So I think we'll build momentum once people experience it.
I see. You know, it seems to me, just from sitting in on various training sessions at retail places around the country, the attitude of the owner is really pivotal. I get the idea sometimes, it's, yeah, you need to go sit through this thing and see what you can learn, but I don't get the idea that all the owners really take it as seriously as they might. Is that an element of this whole thing, to get buy-in from the owner?
It is, but I'm going to be blunt about it, that I think if owners don't learn how to fire up their people to get better at what they do, then they just need to exit the business and let somebody else do it. Because today's workforce, because we hire hundreds a year on the recruiting side of what we do, they're not going to put up with that. And these millennials want a reason to work. And if there's an owner who doesn't want to get them better at what they do and is happy about doing it, then they're going to get a lot of turnover and it's going to be a tough haul for them.
I got you. That makes sense. What about the cost?
And you ask a good question. I'm gonna default back to the days that we did the surveys for CCA and we surveyed all their members. And you know, there's one group of there that's younger than the other. Not in terms of younger in how long it's been in existence, but younger in terms of the age of the members. And that particular group beat out in terms of profitability, bottom line for those companies and productivity, they did much better. Because those younger owners are willing to change. Those younger owners do want to make a difference. Those younger owners want to grow. And the ones that have been in the industry for a long time, because this is a pretty aged industry, are tired. And it just proved financially that people with younger spirits, ready to take on the world, ran more profitable and more efficient businesses.
Makes total sense. What about the cost? How much are these going to cost?
There's two different prices. There are the prices for the inside sales camp. That's the one for the sales associates. There's the outside sales camp, which is for the hunters. And then there's also a sales management camp, which is meant to teach people how to better manage their sales team in setting goals and holding them accountable and tracking performance and holding sales meetings and motivating and all that kind of stuff. Those three camps are $12.95. And once again, when they leave these camps, they leave with a ton of tools with them. So the tools alone are way more than $1,200. But the class and the tools, $12.95. And then for the owners camp that are out there, they're $2,500. And these owners, again, once they leave these meetings, they leave with a very detailed strategic plan about what they're going to implement over the next year and a ton of tools to go along with them as well.
This is going to conclude the second part of a three-part series. It features David Romano with Benchmark, Inc. We're talking about the launch of WFCAU.